So if it is your practice to get settled behind closed eyes, you can go ahead and do so. And recognizing that there is a body, and that this body has weight and sensation, and that it expands and contracts with each breath. And sometimes it expands and contracts in a really easeful way, and other times there's different kinds of constriction. And at this early stage of the sit, we're just getting acquainted with the body as a body. And we're recognizing that we're doing this practice because there is work to do. And whatever we may believe about Buddha nature and already being awake and just needing to uncover the mind, we're here because we know that there's work to do. And that if we are really to be able to engage in that work fully, we need to come in with a sense of wonder and curiosity and openness, and to allow not knowing to be an ally. If I already know everything about the breath, I can't learn anything about the breath. If I know everything about the tension in my gut, then there's nothing I can learn about it. If I know everything about the mind, then there's nothing I can learn about the mind. So instead of allowing not knowing to be a threat, some sort of looming danger, allow not knowing here to be the vehicle by which we learn in the practice. You do not know everything there is to know about the next in-breath. I know it's true because that in-breath is entirely new and you've never seen it before. New air and a new body. New life, new expansion. And I bet you don't know everything there is to know about the point at which the in-breath turns around and becomes out-breath. I bet you don't know the exact mechanics of what happens there, whether there's a pause or whether it's smooth. I bet you don't know everything there is to know about that texture of weightlessness that occurs just at the moment where one transforms into the other. I bet you don't know everything there is to know about the difference in temperature between the inhalation and exhalation at the nostrils. Or about the place where the exhalation becomes an inhalation. I Allow yourself in this moment to be an apprentice of breathing. There's nobody here you need to prove yourself to as an expert. There's just the mind and the body and the breath rising and passing away over and over again. Each time new, each time worth knowing. Each time teaching you about arising and passing away. The moment you think you know what's coming next is the moment your mind wanders to something else. The moment you forget how new this breath is the moment your mind thinks something else is more important. Be a humble student with the breath as your teacher. Trust that its lessons are important. Not knowing is the consort of concentration. Not knowing is what keeps us willing to work to keep the mind on the object of practice. Not knowing stirs our wonder. Wonder is what brings the mind back over and over again. There's no room for boredom when we are fascinated by the lessons being taught to us. And each and every breath rising and falling speaks the truth of impermanence. The truth of the fluidity of self. The truth that craving and clinging lead to suffering and stress. If we don't let the breath flow as it will, immediately we feel tension, dis-ease. The breath flows like each moment of life. Arising and passing. And remembering that sometimes it's about fine-tuning the awareness, zooming in, zooming out, experimenting with different perspectives that allows us to settle into the rhythm. Sometimes getting very close up, zoomed in on the breath like a microscope is helpful. Sometimes we need to shift the awareness back. Broader. Sometimes we need to open the awareness to a larger portion of the body, the whole upper abdomen, arms, head, or feel the whole body expanding and contracting. And remembering every once in a while at least to check in with the areas where you hold tension, and temples, and the jaw, and the throat, the abdomen, and invite the tension there to soften. No extra added tension. And as the mind settles, allow yourself to be a little bit more experimental and playful, instead of thinking that the breath is just the air that flows in and out through the nostrils. Acknowledge all the different ways that the body is breathing, expanding and contracting, tightening and softening. The breath that's in the blood flowing through the body, the breath that's coming in through the pores. Allow yourself to move awareness through the body and seeing what breath you find and feel there. Exploring the way that the breath interacts with painful sensations, with vibrations, how the breath shows up in your hands and feet, how the breath might move through the spine. How this whole body is constantly moving, arising and passing away. Even acknowledging that each breath affects the mind. What is it like to breathe into perception and thought? Be aware of breathing to bring mind and body together. Again, remembering that not knowing is your ally here. Every time there's a voice that comes up and says, well, that's absurd. Breathe into the mind. That's a time to breathe, not knowing, into the situation. Every time you say, well, I couldn't possibly feel my breath in the toes, that's a time to bring not knowing into the situation. And come in with the open eyes of an apprentice, a student, somebody who's willing to be wrong in this moment. Letting old stories go, letting this moment be new, like this breath is new. Let awareness flow through the body with each breath. Let awareness touch each sensation. And let your awareness be infused with kindness. Acceptance, patience. when sense experience arises at the other sense gates, acknowledging it, not pretending like you're not there, and also not getting lost in story. Sound. There's a mental image, thought. Smell, taste. And allow your awareness now to settle at the heart center. We've spoken tonight about the paradox of this being a path that in some ways we walk alone. We have to do our own work and nobody else can do that work for us. But we also remember that when Ananda said to the Buddha that good friends were half the path, the Buddha corrected him and said, "No, Ananda, it is the whole path. Good friends are the whole of the path." And so we allow awareness to settle at the heart center, the place where we can summon the warmth, the vibration of loving kindness, as though we're in a cool forest and the sun peeks through the trees and hits us right in the chest. Warm feeling of sunshine in the heart. And we're inviting here, we're not forcing. Breathing into sunshine in the chest, this energy of goodwill, kindness, and grace. And wishing for ourselves a deep wish of well-being. Whatever it is that is most kind for you to offer to yourself in this moment. Perhaps it's for forgiveness, perhaps it's patience. Perhaps you don't feel kindness and warmth in the heart, and so the wish is, may I be filled with loving kindness. Perhaps it's joy or awakening. May I be free from unnecessary suffering. May I have faith in my own capacity to do good in the world. Breathe that wish through the body and breathe it out beyond the body. Sensitive to the 5 other wholesome wishes in the room. That we support each other. And we can say, may you be filled with kindness. May you be filled with well-being and peace and ease, so that you may be a mirror for the best qualities in me. May we each teach each other and learn from each other with humility and wisdom.